Now, the Department of Education has advised against the use of aerobic fitness tests, including bleep tests in schools. The use of whole class physical fitness testing to assess who is the fastest or who is the strongest is strongly discouraged. Now, this new guidance says these types of activities are demotivating for students whose physical fitness levels are low. Bleep tests involve students sprinting between two points, 2 metres apart within a specified time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, we are joined now by Dr. Brendan O'Keefe, who lectures in physical education at the University of Limerick. Dr. O'Keefe, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. You were on the steering committee, I think, in the early stages of examining this issue for the department. What is your view on these types of physical fitness tests?
Yeah, thanks, Audrey. So I think really in the first place, it's important to state that this is very welcome guidance from the Department of Education in response to a growing body of evidence, both nationally and internationally, regarding the place of testing as part of a physical education programmes in schools. And I think the guidance does a very good job in emphasising that there needs to be an educational focus with testing in schools. And like this, this has been a highly debated topic in many years, and I'm sure the beeps that you've just heard there evoke probably negative thoughts for many of your listeners. But I think there is an emerging consensus, as detailed in this guidance document, that if implemented appropriately using pedagogically sound principles, it can make a worthwhile contribution to the broader PE programme. And it's important, I think, to state as well that it's not discouraged at post-primary level. It's that guidance was specific to primary schools, which obviously wouldn't have trained PE specialists, but at post-primary, aerobic tests or the ability to run for long distances or exercise for long periods of time isn't discouraged. It's still encouraged, provided the methods being used are appropriate.
So for primary school children, is the evidence there that they actually demotivate them from doing more exercise?
There would be, and it's specific really to the cohorts that as physical education specialists or primary school teachers who are delivering PE2 are looking to target most of those students that are least active. We found both nationally and internationally through various ongoing pieces of research that basically it can be demotivating for those cohorts. Now, for the more able and active cohorts, it can probably be quite the opposite. But I think that's the guidance was specifically, you know, focusing on those students that we probably need to target most.
And why demotivating? Is it the public nature of the tests, or what is it that demotivates them from doing more exercise?
Yeah, I think it really comes back to the methods of implementation. So again, the guidance document itself sets out, you know, both inappropriate and appropriate uses, but things like announcing or publicly displaying students' results and implementing tests completely in isolation of the broader physical education programme or curriculum, and these inappropriate uses are probably the source of the demotivating feelings that these students can have. But again, it's important to emphasise, and it's understandable that the negative gets the headlines, but the appropriate practices are also emphasised in that document, and that's the importance of a strong educational focus and allowing students the opportunity to practice tests and understand the purpose behind the learning focus, the education focus to the testing, and that they might be used to inform broader physical activity profile to set more self-reference targets as opposed to comparing to two students in the one class.
Okay, and some other positive measures are what then? Because you'll know better than anyone that the reports after reports that we hear about suggest and indicate, more than suggest, indicate that fewer children, fewer teenagers are taking physical exercise at the moment.
Yeah, it's almost a separate issue in itself, because Ireland is actually one of the few countries in Europe not to have representative health-related fitness data for children and adolescents. But this guidance really is specifically to the education context and what's happening in schools. And I think you were mentioning there, what are those appropriate? But it comes back to the importance of embedding it as part of a broader fitness education unit. And it's important to state that fitness testing is one very very small component of physical education programs, and PE as a subject really has made massive strides forward in recent years, not least with the introduction of the examinable Leaving Cert subject back in 2018. And PE teachers really are doing tremendous work now to move, to shift the focus away from more performance related to enjoyment and lifelong physical activity. So I think there are definitely positive trends, and this guidance document is further evidence of that in trying to inform teachers of how best to implement them if they are using them.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning, Dr. Brendan O'Keefe, lecturer in physical education at the University of Limerick.